miss you. Even gone almost a week. And you weren't due back for at least another week. So, once again, I find myself sneaking into your house. I know you leave that key under the plant. And I just... I got caught up thinking about you. At first, I was just going to watch Netflix and wrap one of your shirts around me. Maybe cuddle one of your pillows because it smells like you. But, of course, here I am in your bed. Remembering the last time we were together. It's so wonderful being in a new relationship. Everything is so exciting. And oh, I love this period. The honeymoon period, whatever you want to call it. Where everything is just so sexy and fun. Mysterious, and there's so many things to figure out, and waking up with a smile on my face, thinking about you, thinking about that morning that you went to catch your plane. Ordinary gray boxer briefs, but they look so fucking sexy on you. And I believe I was wearing just a ratty t-shirt and a pair of... Actually, I know exactly what I was wearing. I was wearing a pair of black hipsters and white t-shirt, and I woke up, and it's very strange because I don't usually like cuddling, not for a long period of time, and I woke up, and I was laying against you on your chest, and I could feel you breathing, and you were sound asleep. I thought about sneaking up. Going to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, kind of like Kristen Wiig, but I didn't get a chance to, because I looked down, and I could see your growing erection, but you were still sleeping. So, I nuzzled against your neck to try to wake you up discreetly, and you did. You woke up. And you looked at me, and you had this cheeky expression, and you knew what I wanted to do. And I knew that you knew what I wanted to do. And I kissed your neck, and I sucked on the skin a little bit, and then I started drawing a line down your chest with my lips down to the hem of your boxer briefs. And you were just watching, trying to be all stoic and expressionless, but I could tell you were going to lose your shit. You were so excited. Oh, and then I pulled you down, and you just sprang up at me. And you were really excited because the night before I had showed you how much I loved to suck dick. And you didn't believe me. You didn't believe me. gauged my actions with the way you looked at me. I loved the way you started grinding against my face when I started really plunging you in and out of my throat. And you held my hair. And I moaned, and it was just wonderful. But then I got so desperate that I had to climb up on top of you and push my panties to the side. And just pull you inside me. Oh my god. Like pulling you home into me, it just felt so good. And I remember going to grab your hands and put them on my tits, but you were already there. You had already you were already well on your way to grabbing them and squeezing them because you know how sensitive I am. And then you decide to sit up so I could be in your lap, and you couldn't stop yourself from kissing me, and that was so fucking hot because I just love kissing so much. And you just couldn't stop yourself giving me long, long kisses and then burying your face in my neck and nibbling on the skin. And then coming back and nibbling on my lips. And then kissing my cleavage. And then grabbing my tits and pulling them into your face. While we were grinding together. Oh, God. Wow, I have a really good memory, don't I? Oh, it's just so delicious. I always imagined that the first time we fucked, I would beg you to come on my face. But I was just like, no, I need you to come inside me. It was just so hot looking into your eyes and saying that at the same time. Oh my god, I need you inside me. I need you to fucking come inside me. I want you to mark. I want you to mark me. I want you to come inside me, and I just need a little piece of you to stay there. Oh, that sounds awful. No, it doesn't. It sounds sexy. But yes, I miss you.